Welcome to this week's edition of Civic Matters. I'm David Fair, and every Monday we get together with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor to discuss civic engagement opportunities and ways to better connect to what's happening in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County. And maybe this is a good way to put it, Mary Morgan. Happy day before.
Well, I hope it's happy. I feel like we've been talking about this for months and months, and it's finally here. Tomorrow, Election Day, polls open at 7 o'clock in the morning. You have all day to vote until 8 o'clock at night, so get out there, folks.
Did you hear the good news on the absentee ballot front?
No, I did not. Tell me.
Ed Golombieski is reporting that there's about a 60% increase in absentee ballots that were issued from the 2014 primary election, and in stepping up the guess from 15 to 20% turnout, he's now talking 25 to 27% turnout in Washtenaw County overall. So certainly it seems as though people are interested.
Awesome. Although, you know, I mean, that is
it's hard to get excited about 27%, though, isn't it?
It's hard to say, wow, look how many people are voting, 20% of our population. Oh, well, anyway. Yeah, well, that's great. No, I hadn't heard, so thanks for updating me on that.
And again, for those who wish to get an absentee ballot, you still can do that today. You have to show up in person to the clerk's office in your community by 4 o'clock this afternoon, and then those ballots will have to be returned by the time the polls close tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Now, plenty of resources for those still looking for more information before they head to the ballot box tomorrow in person.
Yeah, our Civ City has our AnnArborVotes.org site, the League of Women Voters vote411.org. You can go to michigan.gov/vote to find a sample ballot and get your polling place. And of course, WEMU, obviously, you just provided some news for us, so you guys have some great information too. I think the important thing to remember that this is the primary, so you have to pick one of the political parties, Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian, and if you vote in two different races, your ticket, your ballot will be void. So that's something to just be aware of.
Are you a fan of that, or would you like to be able to choose candidates based on their individual merits as opposed to just through party affiliation?
Well, I certainly understand the reason behind having political primaries like this, but you know, I'm generally in favor of nonpartisan elections, so I would like to see, the city council, for example, move to November where we don't have to have the race basically decided at a time when voter turnout typically is lower. So.
Well, certainly,
you work with what you have,
and it is a measure that is under consideration. So perhaps that is going to be a subject of future discussions here on Civic Matters. This is 89.1 WEMU. Again, we're talking with Mary Morgan. She's the executive director of the Civ City Initiative. And Mary, on Wednesday, the elections will be completed. We'll have results, of course, which we'll pass along here on 89.1 WEMU. And then in the evening, the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners will meet, and we're going to be talking about something rather important and perhaps take some action.
Yeah, they have proposed something called an equity ordinance, which is part of a broader effort to address some of the socioeconomic inequities in our community. And this ordinance has been discussed at a working session, and this week they're bringing it forward for an initial vote. They're going to set a public hearing for September 5th. And a final vote on it, and it basically, I think the one of the important things that it would do is to create something called an equity office, with two staffers and a budget of $250,000 annually. So, haven't read it in detail to know what those responsibilities would be, but basically they would be bringing on staff in order to move forward their equity initiatives.
And certainly we will know more after Wednesday meeting and even more after the September 5th meeting and the public hearing on that front. And of course, we'll have follow-up for you here on 89.1 WEMU. And as always, we would encourage, if you have the time and the interest, show up. These meetings are open to the public, right?
Absolutely, and there are also webcasts, so you can watch online from the comfort of your own home, drinking wine and wear your pajamas if you want to.
Sometimes those kinds of meetings require exactly that kind of activity, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Speaking of which, Ann Arbor City Council typically meets on Mondays, but because of the elections this week, have put it off to Thursday. What are they looking at this week?
The thing that struck me, they have a really long consent agenda, and these are items that are kind of grouped. There's one vote taken, and so there's typically no discussion about these consent agenda items. And there are 26 in this week's agenda. They're supposed to be routine, and it struck me that there are a couple that are I would characterize as absolutely not routine. One is a resolution to restore two-way traffic to First and Ashley in downtown Ann Arbor. That's something the DDA has been working on. But that would be a big change for people, so I think it should get a little bit more attention. And then there's also a proposal to renew the tax for the parks and recreation maintenance and capital improvements. So I think that would be then on the November 6th ballot, but I think that's also something that deserves a little more attention than the consent agenda.
Well, we'll certainly see how they go about it. And again, Ann Arbor City Council will meet on Thursday instead of Monday tonight because of the election. And again, that is open to the public and webcast. You can certainly take a look at that, watch it on CTN if you so desire. Civic Matters in our conversation with the Civ City Initiative's Mary Morgan continues on 89.1 WEMU. You just brought up the subject of parks and recreation. And beyond what may turn into a tax proposal on the November ballot, we're looking at other ways of supporting local parks and rec.
Yeah, the summer is a good time. We have, kids are out of school. The parks department for the city has a program called Give 365, and they coordinate volunteer opportunities throughout the park system. They have all individual events. Actually, there's one this week on Wednesday at Scheffler Park where you show up, they have things for you to do. They also coordinate if you have a group and you want to have a volunteer group activity, you can contact them and they'll find something for your group to do. And then there's even it's called a junior volunteer club for ages 10 to 15. And that meets, I think that starts later this fall. So there's just a lot of opportunities there. And, we have a lot of parks in our system. We, some of them are used more than others, but it takes a big effort to keep them all maintained. And there's an opportunity to help out there.
I really like that they're creating even more accessibility through Parks and Rec. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that, the staff over there is really helpful. And we'll let you know. And there's almost something every week, so it's something to check out.
Well, Mary Morgan, one of the great things about following you on Facebook is that we get to follow on some of your adventures. And you get out and about in the city a lot of different times. And you share all of your little discoveries. And for as long as you've been around town, you continue to find them. What was one of your latest?
Well, it wasn't so much a discovery, but I just happened to be at City Hall and was walking through on their second floor outer patio area, and they have a green roof up there, which is, when it's in season, it's quite lovely. And so I
a roof in full bloom.
Yeah, that's right. And then there's also around the edges picnic tables with umbrellas, and it's very rarely that I see somebody else up there, and I think it's an underused public space. And so I actually just posted because I thought, oh, this is kind of a pretty view, and I was surprised at the number of people who weren't even aware that it was up there, and it's been up there I think since 2011, since the building was renovated years ago. So I just encourage people, this is our public space, it's used mostly by city staff, but I think it's, something people should just put on their rotation if they have a lunch and they're nearby and they can go up and take advantage of that.
Maybe I misspoke. It wasn't necessarily your discovery, but we get to make discoveries based on what you go out and do. And that saves me a lot of time and effort, and I am most grateful for that.
Well, you're welcome.
Mary Morgan, we will look forward to Election Day tomorrow, and we'll certainly touch upon that when we visit again next Monday for Civic Matters.
Absolutely. Have a great week and go vote, everyone.
That is Mary Morgan, the executive director of the Civ City Initiative in Ann Arbor. You can find out all that Mary is working on and sign up for the Civ City Weekly Newsletter at civcity.org. To find out more about all of today's topics on civic matters, visit our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.